Hello.
Hi. Yes. Hi. This is Stephanie calling from Local Flash. How are you doing today, Breeze?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Wonderful.
How are you doing?
I am good. Thank you so much for
That's
asking.
That's good. The only thing they wanted me to do, I had just brought a truck, and I didn't have tags on it. And they said that if I go get tags, which I'm at DMV getting them now, that they could pass it through. And then they also said, I think that was all they wanted, and was something else they wanted, that actually that's all it was, the tags. It was good that we talked to them, because a lot of the stuff, like, they wanted to know how I got paid.
Mm-hmm.
They thought that it was a location that customers come to, and I was explaining to them, it's kind of hard for them to come there, and we get the severity or the general, you know, what condition their house is in.
Sir, you dropped something. Sir, you dropped something back there. You might need that.
It wouldn't be no need for them to come there, because I don't have a showroom yet. That's a good idea to get something for them to go look at and models and things, but most of my services are done. And people give a call. Somebody plumbing break, or vanity's not working, sheetrock's bad, facial board soft, whatever it is. So they understood that. And I said, now we need to prove how we're getting paid, show that we are truly doing business. We got enough debit card payments on Square. And we're going to change, because they charge so much that it's a record of it. We even got ratings on Square for my customers. I don't know why you would pay a person, give them a rating right there.
Mm-hmm.
I get them to do it on Google, but they're giving me ratings there too. So they said that would work too. So it's just the tax. Now, that's my thing. Now, what they said about car. I asked her a question. She was very helpful. I don't know who she was, but she was very helpful. And I normally don't ask questions like that to somebody. I would ask you guys. She said that if the address was hid on Cox or not available to the public, and then she said, like this one is, like Nathaniel is, then the associate wouldn't ask for a sign or an entrance in all of this. So if you guys are able, I think my wife tried to do it. I want y'all to check behind her, because next week we have a sign being made that I'm paying for. I can use it anyway. I can use it on the people properties for a week, if so the neighborhood can see. Or I can put it on the building where I'm at. I'm going to have it where I can put it up, take it down, move it around. And then I'll make one later so I have two or three. So with that said, if you guys, you could take a note, if they could go up there and get it where Cox's address is not seen. That's what she said, exact words. I don't know what that means. I'm not a computer wizard.
Yeah.
She said as long as the address is seen, they're going to ask for an interest. But you know what she's talking about?
Oh, okay. So Google actually is also rewarding those that show their address online in regards, I mean, as far as ranking or optimization, but it does not really make that much of difference in regards to being seen or being visible on Google. So even if you have your address hidden, as long as it's consistently optimized, that would be okay, and you should definitely still be gaining the visibility. And we can still get you the ranking.
Good. So what we would need for cost, because that would take care of two of their requests, okay? half of it was they wanted to show a sign and entrance way. That was two different, and it wouldn't be but one other thing that they asked for. And I think once we get in prepared, we'll have it up just in case the person is not as workable as that last person, because they were very workable. They even told me what to do to get Cox ranked or get it on there. And she said if we had the tags, they would have let it go and verified it right then. And I started, my wife tried to get them to see if I'd bought the tags last week, I'd had to renew them this week, and that would have been bad. So we're getting them now. We're at DMV, and then we're going to probably, we found out from my insurance company, because I wanted to make sure everything was right there and see even they doing stuff that's wrong. They insured me in Alabama. But I've been doing business a year on that thing. Ain't bit more insured than flea. Insured me in that state. So I'm having to not work them on my counselor policy, and we were actually working on another insurance company that I got. As soon as I can pay them, I'll go do a video because I want the policy to line up with the address in the state. But if I had known that, I'm glad God really helped me there, because, you know, I'm proud of having insurance and paying. I pay them every month for the wrong state. It's no problem. That's just life, and people do stuff like that. I didn't check, and I went to, I'm looking over everything to make sure things are right, because those people at Google account doing business like me, they don't play. If it's not lining up, they're going to spit it out every time. And I'm exactly like that, because my customers are like that. So basically, if we can get what I need from you guys, y'all done your job on that thing. It's on the balls in our hands to do what the woman asked me. The woman explained to me, as long as that address is showing, and then she said something very powerful. She says, like nothing, your address is not showing. I don't know what y'all did, but it was good. She said, because if it was showing, we would have had to answer an entrance way and a sign. And then that's defeating the purpose. The only thing mostly there is tools, us going there to maybe fill out and, you know, email, or maybe not email, but fax, or do some type of contracts and paperwork, and then we're gone without servicing people at their houses. That's where the real business go on at. So if we can get Cox where it doesn't show the address, don't want it changed, don't want nothing strange, just that whatever y'all did to Nathaniel, they didn't require the same stuff. They required the video of the tools. They wanted to know, am I the business owner?
All right. Let me go ahead and confirm. But yes, both addresses should be hidden for Nathaniel Handyman Services and Cox Handyman. So rest assured, they'll be asking the same thing for Cox Handyman once we start the verification with the Google team.
Mm-hmm. So what ended up happening is they you guys, which is good, y'all, when you was asking about the address, I don't know what that team did, but they looked like they hid it, because she said, she said like this one. This one, so whatever's done there, she was accepting them without that sign stuff and all this interest way of the property and all that. So it's not Nathaniel, because they already passed that set of tags. And I got the tags in my hand right now. I'm getting ready to put them on the truck. So what I need now is Cox address to be, make sure that I don't run my mouth so much you don't miss, you know, understand what I'm saying. Just Cox. I wouldn't do anything to Nathaniel. She would have passed me if I had tags. She even asked me, do you have another car here with tags? Because I'll pass it if you can get it.
Yeah, she's right there, but you don't know if
And I'm gonna talk to her.
Talk with you. My first name is Jasmine.
So that's all we need, Cox.
That's right.
And it's for right now, where it's not public can see it. Okay.
Definitely. Rest assured, it is set up how Nathaniel Handyman Services is set up. Also, by the way, Bruce, the other reason for my call is because we mentioned about claiming the Yelp page that was showing.
Ma'am, I want to go back. I'm going to listen, and please forgive me, because I'll forget it. I done got older. When did y'all do that? Because it wasn't like that last week when they verified it. Cops haven't been changed unless y'all just recently changed it. Remember, if you pull up what was flunked, that was flunked Wednesday, I think, or Thursday when we were talking. Or it was last week, whenever we talked.
Yeah, last week.
It was, so they flunked it right while it came up, right, and my email came up right while me and you were talking on what day that was. And so what I'm asking you to do, so we don't get back to where we was, it's no problem. If you did it, that's wonderful. I'm happy. If y'all haven't did it, could you check and make sure they hide Cox? Because I'm going to do that re-verification next week. And that'll help me not need so much. I'm already paying a couple of hundred dollars for a sign that I'm probably not going to need, but I can use it other places just in case we need it. So, but check and see if they've changed it, because it wasn't like that last week, because Google just spit it out. I don't know whether it was Thursday we talked or what day it was, but they spit it out, and it was after 12. So we've been working on Nathaniel. I know they're working on both. Could you check and make sure, ma'am, please, that they've hid Cox's address or got it where it's not visible to the public?
Yes, definitely. I can go ahead and check on your Cox Handyman Google Business profile right now to confirm that.
Thank you so much. That's the way to do it, so we can get this, get to the next place, and so we can get back to spending money with y'all and making money and not doing all this clerical stuff that we got to do. All right, so that's a check. Thank God for that. Now we'll go ahead on over to this. You were telling me something about Yelp. Go ahead, please.
All right, so for Yelp, I did send a request to our team as far as getting the Yelp that was showing on your MapQuest to be deleted, right, to have it claimed and deleted. Now, the thing is that I hear back from the team, it confirmed that Yelp does not allow business pages to be deleted at all. So what we can probably do in regards to that Yelp page is we can try to claim it, and once claimed, we can optimize it instead.
That's fine. Long as they ain't going to be able, because last time I looked up there, they were getting donations without my permission. That's something I'm going to stop playing with. I don't like this. If I know that's going on and we're doing something together for charity, my business is in conjunction with somebody, I'm fine. I like to do things to help certain events and certain things. I think that's always good to do that. Mm-hmm. But for me to just peep up there and see that they're taking donations through the business. Did she hang up? Did you see that?
She put me on with the manager.
Is he still up there?
He's getting back on the phone. He's still there. It's on hold.
All right. So I got the insurance people on the line while I'm answering, ma'am.
Do you want me to call you back?
So basically, take care of it like you're going to take care of it. Get it under control where they can't, because they didn't play ball right. They were trying to charge more on y'all. I did it. They gave me some kind of special. It was supposed to be zero for 2 months for two businesses, and then it was going to be $300 a business to get calls, and we ain't got a call. I think we may have got not one call. And they weren't going to charge us nothing the first month. The first month they debited our account. They did exactly what they wanted to, like they wanted to. And then when I counsel, they like, you know, you're special. No, I mean, if I tell a person I ain't going to charge them nothing the first 30 days, that's what is expected of me, to do what I'm saying, like I'm saying. Here's my old phrase, when I'm saying, because that's the binding agreement, what we agreed on. And they did different. That's why I don't want to do business with them. And
Facebook, I got a lot of likes. And so that didn't work for me. What worked for me is Google Ads. That's putting me where I want to be. I got a big boat in the yard that I see. I got a truck we're riding in. Things are getting better. We're growing the business. So I only do what works. Facebook worked for some people, but it ain't worked for me. So, and neither have Yelp because I ain't got no, now in Birmingham, I had free advertisement on Yelp. And, I did good. Good. It's a different Yelp, maybe a different manager. I don't know what it was. That's why I went with them at first because in many times I got calls and wasn't even paying none. They just had a page up. And I wanted to sew back into something that had sold into my business. Other than that, I've proven and tested. Don't work for me. So that's okay. Now we talked about, so if we can get that thing straight with Cox and Hidden, if you think of anything else before next week, I think we'll be ready by next Friday to do that thing, try to get re-verified now.
Uh-huh.
And then now today I'm trying to get back to where I got to go at. I got to go back to Pensacola. I'm in Foley, Alabama, which is about 35, 40 miles from the do you need to call them before we get online? Or if we got the link now, do we just try to? How do we do it?
All right. By the way, for Yelp, I'm sorry, just want to be clear. So for Yelp, we'll definitely see about claiming the Yelp page instead and see if we can proceed with optimizing it. We'll see what we can do about that. And then for the Google Business profile for Cox Handyman, I'm actually looking at it right now, checking on how it's set up. And it does not show the address for Cox Handyman. So they should not be asking for it. I'm sorry?
It would have had to because this is what that woman said. She said, the only reason they could have answered it, you must have had it where customers could come to your site or your address was showing.
I removed it last night.
You removed it last night?
Yeah.
So it did work. Okay. My wife said she did it, but I wanted to make sure that it was done. Mm-hmm. See, we're not specialists, so I wanted to make sure it was right so we don't keep going around in a circle. She
right.
said she optimized it last night. Okay?
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And, yes, we are still waiting, by the way, for a response from Google regarding the live video verification for Cox Handyman. So as soon as we get a response from that and that is available, we'll let you know. But I also have a call scheduled with you next week, Friday, or probably to follow up with you by then regarding the Cox Handyman live video verification as well. And
well,
in regard,
I would love for you to see if it's all possible. And I know we got to go wrong with mm-hmm. that schedule. If it's all possible, if we could get it set up for Friday morning of next week, I'll be ready then. And we could be at the property and not working and take the time it takes. But if we can't, you let me know when it's available for them and we'll be there. Do they ever schedule appointments with you guys or how does that work?
There's actually no appointment. You could just go to your Google Business profile, actually. Click on Get Verified Now. And then it should give you the option to, I mean, it will ask you for the business address, which you can definitely put in. You don't have to worry. It's not going to do anything or it's not going to change anything at all. And then after you put the address, it then will give you the option for the live video verification. So once you click on it, it will take you to where you can chat with a Google representative about starting the live video, and then they will send you the link to the Google Meet.
Okay, so we can do that ourselves today, can't we?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, good. We'll try that and see how it works.
Okay.
And then see if we can get that set up for Friday. Other than that, it seems to be turning around now. She said that if we had the tags, that she would have verified it right then. But she had to have that. The other stuff she understood because you can't run service calls with a mobile business and expect to be at the office they're doing business. It's kind of, it's a catch situation. That's why I was like, whoa. It'll never get verified if I got it, because the customers don't come at my office. In fact, I like to be at their houses because that's where the problem is, so I can get them sold. And then looking at the problem and talking to them about it, I sell them every time. So that's good. That's it. Anything else? And I'll let you go.
Well, that was all the reason for my call. Just want to give you an update regarding Yelp as well. And the status about the request that we sent to Google for the live video verification for Cox Handyman. But, of course, I'll definitely check on your account from time to time regarding the live video verification and when that will be available, as well as to have you notified as well Friday morning about getting the verification done, should it be available by then.
Good. That sounds good. That sounds good. Well, we'll go ahead on and look for your email or your call, so we'll be ready for Friday for Cox. Nathaniel, we're going to go ahead on and try to get somebody on the line today. Appreciate you, and y'all keep doing what you're doing. Y'all moving in the right direction now. Thanks. Have a good one.
For sure. Thank you so much. And if there's anything else, we know you can always give us a call back, okay?
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.